smoke up some Bonneville whitefish just in time for the holidays. We're bringing out the fillet knife next on Western Life Radio.
Hey, let's hit the lake. Put on your life jackets and let's go.
But Mom, when will I be old enough so I won't drown and I don't have to wear my life jacket? Will I be invincible just like you?
Sweetie, I'm not invincible. I need my life jacket too. Anyone can drown, no matter how old they are.
Accidents do happen. Protect yourself and set an example. Wear the proper safety gear when you're on the water. Please remember, nobody is invincible.
As we reflect on giving thanks this month, Sportsman's Warehouse would like to say thanks to you. Sportsman's Warehouse started right here in Utah and now has stores across the nation. We love being your local outfitter and sharing in your success stories and outdoor adventures. Check us out on the web at sportsmanswarehouse.com or come visit us, Utah born and Utah proud. Sportsman's Warehouse, take it outside. Celebrate the holidays right with some smoked Bonneville whitefish. Scott Tolentino with the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources fires up the smoker.
Bonneville whitefish, they're definitely a unique fish. Not only do they grow pretty good size, and people are excited about that, but they fight really well when you're angling for them. But when it comes down to table fare, they're almost second to none. In fact, my favorite fish to eat out of Bear Lake, and these people, a lot of times they think whitefish, and they're thinking of the whitefish that are found in a lot of the rivers and streams and lakes around the state of Utah, and since they live in a lake, they don't develop a lot of intermuscular bones, and so that makes them really appealing to people who want to put them on the table to eat. And so a little bit different than the river whitefish, and they're very tasty. There's no difference between them and the trout anywhere that you catch out of any other lake. You need to skin the skin off of these, where some people leave the skin from a trout on them, but the scales on whitefish are large. But you fillet them just like you do a trout, but the meat is white, flaky, and it's, like I said, wonderful eating, and people just like to come up and fish for them for sport too. And so you can do either or. Come up here and enjoy yourself. It's just about any way you would do like a white, tender, flaky fish. Anything like tilapia or walleye or wipers, you could use these whitefish out of Bear Lake and do them the same way. So you could either pan fry them, you could deep fry them, you could bread them. You don't really have to bread them and just fry them in butter. And so they go well a whole bunch of different ways. But probably the most popular way, like you mentioned, is smoking them. And they're a wonderful fish.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.